A lot like Kabir just said, it's real surreal. You know, maybe 13 is a lucky number for me. It was my number playing, and we're in 2013. And like Kabir, when I heard the news from the president of the Hall of Fame, I was like, I actually didn't answer his phone call right away. It was a number I didn't recognize, and he didn't leave a message the first couple of times. And he finally did leave a message, and I got back to him, and he said, "Hey, you know, we're going to induct you into the Hall of Fame." And it's surreal. There really isn't a better way to describe it.
Can we get you to take about two steps forward here?
Sure.
Now, you're back from the golden rebirth of the Packers, and that's got to be a sense of pride that you were kind of there when all that.
Absolutely, Aaron Popke and I were kind of reminiscing a little bit. I came in to the Packers in 1989, drafted by Tom Brotts and Lindy Infante and those guys, and we were the cardiac pack in 1989. I don't know how many of you remember or around then. It was just a great year, and you know, as time progressed, we had a couple of losing seasons there, and. Mr. Wolf and Mr. Holmgren, Coach Holmgren came in and to really turn things around, and I was fortunate enough to be on the team that won a Super Bowl.
What do you remember most from that year, from that team?
Just the leadership from Reggie. It's a real shame that he's not with us anymore. He was such an inspiration for a lot of the players, and I know even if he was still with us today, he'd be an inspiration for the community, whether it was here in Green Bay or back in Knoxville, Tennessee, where he called home. It was a great team. We were really close-knit. We went through a few injuries midway through that season and overcame them and got to the Super Bowl.
Everybody had a part in that, too, didn't they, Chris? I mean, the Niners game, you had a huge kick to win it.
Absolutely.
And along the way, I mean, certain guys got hurt, Robert Brooks, and everybody played a role, didn't they?
There was about a three-game stretch, if memory serves, where I think Mark Chimura went down. The other tight end, whose name evades me right now, went down. Robert Brooks, like you mentioned, got hurt. But we overcame those things. We brought in Andre Rison, who was a great addition towards the end of the season, and really got us over that hump. And you referred to the San Francisco game. That was a team we had to beat. That was a team, those guys and the Cowboys were two teams that we had to beat because they were the pillars of the NFL at the time. And once we beat the San Francisco 49ers on that Monday night game, it felt like we're over the hump. The next stop is the Super Bowl, and it ended up being that way.
What will you remember most about when the clock hit zero in New Orleans?
it was such a busy, compact week. You're almost happy it's over, and winning, and it being over, and you know your family's coming on the field, your kids. You know, mine were babies at the time, but I remember Don Beebe's kids were on the field, and just taking it all in. Being a kicker, you know, I call myself a glorified fan. Well, let's face it, I don't get on the field very often. And through my career, I've got to see some of the greatest players that have played the game. Steve Young, Reggie White, Brett Favre. You can go on Barry Sanders. Yeah, I consider myself very lucky in that respect that I got to watch the game more than being on the field. And it was just, I feel really blessed to be able to do that.
When it was finally done for you here, how tough was that to kind of transition into the new life, and did you ever hold any bitterness or anything toward the way the career goes?
It's the cliche, it's business. Of course it hurts. I was with the team for 8 years, and I was fortunate enough to play another 3 years, a couple at Arizona. My golf game got better. but, you know, no, there was never any will. It was business, and they did pretty well with Ryan Longwell, and now they're doing very well with Mason Crosby, so...
I mean, it's always with the head coach and the kickers, it always seems like it's a complicated relationship.
We're the necessary evil. I mean, we're only going out there because the offense is messed up in some way that we're seeing the field anyway, so I'm sure the coach isn't very happy when we're on the field.
But it's nice, especially for your position, to be recognized here in the Hall. I mean, that
absolutely.
Kickers and punters seem to get kind of the short end of the stick, you know, especially in the Hall of Fame itself, the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but it's nice to
really is. It's exciting. I think I went on the Hall of Fame website, and I think there's only three other kickers that are actually in the Hall of Fame here at Green Bay. And to be the fourth, it's really an honor.
Who were some of the first people you talked to after you found out about the honor?
Mom. Yeah, Mom. And I had to convince her. I go, "Mom, we got to keep it quiet." She's a Southern Belle. "Really? We got to keep it quiet?" And I go, "Yes, Mom. You can't tell anybody." So, and she's done very well keeping it quiet.
Was there a certain point where you, as a player, were able to say, you know, yeah, we're going to be contenders and we're going to get a shot at winning something?
The moment that I heard Mike Holmgren speak for the first time and I heard Reggie White was coming to the team and heard him speak, I knew it was only a matter of time before this team and this organization, the city, the state, the whole country, because let's face it, everyone's a Packer fan no matter where we go, that we were going to be winners. And it was just a matter of time to get through the Dallas Cowboys, to get through the San Francisco 49ers. And it took us about 3 years, I believe, to get to the NFC Championship game and actually win it. But it was a process, and I think the guys they brought in, from the GM to the coach to the players, the new players they were bringing in, that's what they were teaching. It's a process. Let's go through the process, and we'll get the ring at the end.
Is this something that ever crossed your mind during your career?
Being here?
Mm-hmm.
It's always something that crosses your mind. I do a lot of charity work with Gilbert Brown and William Henderson, all these guys that I played with that are in the hall, and to be joining those guys and to be recognized on that level with those people, it's surreal. I think Kabir hit it right on the head. It's surreal.